The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can, of course, join us online. Go to freetalklive.com where you can get interactive. You can submit content right there to the front page of the website. Then other listeners can vote on it. If you like it, vote it up. If you don't like it, you can either ignore it or vote it down. You can go to freetalklive.com and do that. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's totally free, just like the rest of our website. With you in the studio tonight is Ian here,
Derek J,
and Mark.
We've been talking in detail about the Pumpkin Fest riots that happened on Saturday here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. They're making international headlines. It's there on the front page of the Drudge Report. I had a German television company contact me earlier today or last night asking if they could use the footage that I recorded of this insane bottle war that happened. There were lines of cops shooting at mostly students who weren't rioting. Most of it was just partying in the streets. But ultimately, unfortunately, with the large amount of alcohol, the fact that some of these people were there who were not students in the area, they were just coming from other schools or just coming in from other parts of New England just to party. And, of course, when you come into a place where you don't live and you're a drunken college-age student or college-age person who doesn't have any real responsibilities in life, you know, maybe you're not going to be as careful with other people's property. And that's not excusing it. That's just trying to come up with an explanation for why this stuff happens. Then add in an amped-up, adrenaline junkie, group of cops to the mix. I'm not saying they're all adrenaline junkies, but we know that some of them probably are. Add them into the mix where they've got all kinds of toys that they never really get a chance to use because Cheshire County, New Hampshire, population 75,000, isn't exactly an urban center where, you know, Occupy Keene was two people in a tent. You know, it's a totally different situation here than it could be in a place like New York City. So they don't get the chance to use their toys very often. So they come in and they got the pepper spray and they got pepper balls that they can shoot out of paintball guns. They have some other thing that the police chief was describing that I didn't know was being used. What was the word for it? They had a press conference today. He said they used it 10 times or 11 times. And he described it as like this some sort of a ball that you shoot. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it. There's video footage, so you'll see it eventually, what this thing is called. But he gave a description of what it's like when you get hit by it. And he described it as being hit by a baton, but it's some sort of projectile that is shot. So some sort of foam, expanding foam or something like that. I don't remember what it was called. I'd never heard of it before.
Ouch.
And he said they used that specifically against the people who were taking down, street signs or doing some sort of damaging act. That was his claim. And so there was all kinds of stuff happening here on Saturday. I witnessed some of it personally, shot footage of it. A lot of that is up at freekeen.com. Also footage shot by other people who I know and who I don't know. RT's reported on this, Russia Today. They contacted me today asking for permission to use footage. Local television, Boston, national TV, international. So this has been a big news story. But what's interesting is watching the video from the college perspective. This is all happening in the neighborhood surrounding Keene State College. And most of these people are college age individuals who were involved in these raucous street parties that turned kind of violent.
Is there one of them that was involved that wasn't a college age individual?
I was there. I mean, I wasn't partying.
You weren't involved.
But I was there.
You were just taking pictures of drunk people setting crap on fire.
I didn't get to see that, but plenty of people did get footage of
drunk people throwing bottles at each other.
Street bonfire. And so all this is going on. There's all kinds of news coverage happening. You're probably going to see more here throughout the week. And what I was playing for you just before we went away there to the news break was a short clip of some of the students. They had their house pepperballed. Now, this was after this crowd, this huge, 1,000 people. There were probably 1,000 people in the street. they were sort of flushed away by the police shooting pepper balls. Now, the police chief claims that they're shooting at people's feet in this case, although someone claimed they got hit in the eye with something. I don't know what that was. Maybe it was one of those baton balls they were talking about
well,
earlier.
The balls could also ricochet off of the ground.
That's true as well.
Yeah.
So they disperse the crowd, and then they start shooting pepper balls at people's houses. Now, there's a couple party houses right across the street from the college here where every weekend there are people out on this, you know, the porch of this house partying. That's what these houses are. And, you know, I remember walking by one week. They actually had the door wide open. You could see there's like shelves where normal people would probably have books or DVDs.
Their bar.
And they had, you know, empty beer bottles on these shelves. And so that's what these houses are. And so they weren't doing anything on the property that wasn't atypical for a weekend in Keene in the college neighborhood. They were hanging out on the porch, drinking on the porch, and they weren't even spilled into the sidewalk. Like, this party wasn't as big as I've seen parties at this house. You know, these houses have had parties so large that there's people, you know, spilled out, filling the yard, and then onto the sidewalk. It wasn't near that large. Yet the police come over and start shooting pepper balls at these people at the party. And so here's their response. I'm just going to play it over again for those of you just tuning in.
They're not the world's biggest pieces of
but they're close.
Oh, wait, no. Osama bin Laden's dead, so yeah, they are.
No, okay. All right. If we were to tackle them, we probably would have got arrested, but if they want to tackle us, it's okay.
She's referring to a guy who was literally walking down the street. You can see the video I plucked this from is on the front page of freekeen.com right now, and it includes video of a dude walking down the street towards this line of cops that's sort of blocking his access, but not fully blocking the sidewalk. They're just in the street mostly. This dude's walking down the street. He's probably drunk, and they're saying, hey, stop, turn around. I mean, they are telling him to not come this way, but he's like, I don't know, maybe he didn't think they were talking to him. Maybe he was just so drunk he didn't really realize it or whatever. He wasn't posing a threat. There was no riotous group right there at all. They had cleared the riot at this point. Dude walking down the street, tries to walk past the cops, and they swarm him and jump him, throw him violently to the ground. Completely unnecessary. I mean, if their intention was to stop this man from going where he was going, they did not have to do it in the way that they did. So that's what she's referring to when she's talking about, you know, what if we took the cops down to the ground?
Yeah, I got blasted like 6 times, man.
This guy's lying.
Oh, it was so wild, bro. Like, so much alcohol in my system, and then they shoot me with a rubber bullet.
Did you talk?
No, I didn't get hit.
So he admits he's lying there. He's just some S-talking drunk college guy trying to make it sound like he actually got shot. He didn't actually get shot, but in just that very moment, you hear this.
Now, how about you got shot in the eye right up there? He got shot.
Everybody getting blasted. Nope.
Right, so, yeah, there's one guy saying he didn't get shot, and that prompts the girls who were talking in the beginning to say, oh, well, this guy did get shot up here on the porch. In the eye.
Yeah, me and Alicia, we got, like, tear gas, like twice tonight. We literally couldn't breathe. They had to escape out of the
drunk.
We have to say, we're not terrorists. We love America.
We'll stand on the
don't shoot us. Don't waste your bullets on us.
We'll
think that right there sums up the college student vibe or, like, where they're kind of coming from. Because there's other videos that I have yet to post on Free Keen, but you know, there's a lot to post and a lot of things to say about this sort of editorial perspective. There's videos where the college students, the drunken partying college students, are singing the Star Spangled Banner. There's a video where they're chanting, USA, USA. And there's also a video where they're chanting, F the police, F the police. So it's an interesting juxtaposition, right? Like on
they're
one,
confused.
Yes.
No, this is, if they're confused, they're as confused America is.
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, the same people that, you know, God bless America are the ones that say their politicians are crooked. Well, who the
yes.
hell do you think America is? I mean, America isn't you and me, because if it was you and me, we'd have some kind of power. We don't.
You mean the United States. The United States federal government.
Okay, fine. The United States federal government. America's a continent. A couple of them. But it refers to people who are from the United States. And, you know, we have no power. It's simply the politicians and the people that work for them.
All right, we're going to come back with more, just a little bit more from the college kids' response to what was done to them by the police, the unnecessarily aggressive police, in my opinion, escalating conflict. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
So if you can filter out the guy in the background screaming what is presumably his own name and his area code, you can hear the young lady saying, hey, we're not terrorists. We love America. Please stop. We just like to drink. Please stop shooting us. Don't shoot us, guys. Look, that's why the police are so hated. That's why Cop Block is so popular. If the police were just arresting people who hurt other people, if the police were just wherever we're talking about, just in a location to stop violence and to bring the people who have committed the violence to some form of justice, then you wouldn't have anyone saying things like this. If the police weren't harassing, because Pumpkin Fest is what we've been talking about all night here on Free Talk Live, and the riots specifically that have surrounded it, the riot situation, how the police responded. If the police, again, this isn't a one-night situation. Their response was completely unnecessary in a lot of ways and escalated the situation during these riots and arguably made them worse. But they're harassing these college students on a weekly, if not daily, basis. Every single weekend, they're out there arresting people. And they're out there ticketing people for underage drinking, possession of an open container, possession of cannabis, you know, all kinds of victimless so-called crimes. If the police weren't regularly making a habit of arresting people's friends or you or family members, then this viewpoint wouldn't exist, this hatred. These girls, earlier in this clip that I just played, one of the girls called them the worst pieces of S in the world, basically.
Yeah, that was the quote.
These guys are pieces of S. And that viewpoint wouldn't exist if all they were doing was going after real criminals.
I feel bad for these college students because they don't have a lot of power in this situation. That, you know, they have just recently become adults, or so they're told, and then they have to deal with all of these adult consequences, like having pepper balls fired at you when you're at a party. And
most adults will likely never experience that in their entire life.
Yeah, well, but okay, they could face arrests, and they didn't have any choice as to who these police are. They didn't have any choice as to how the system operates. They just were born into this, and now they're like, whoa, these people can just tackle me, and that's okay?
It's a shock to the system, for sure.
I've got to say that I think that when you're hanging out in the neighborhood where a riot occurred 1 hour ago, that hanging out on your porch slamming brewskis is probably, especially when there's, I don't know, armed soldiers running around in your streets, that's like, it's a bad move. And this is perhaps what adulthood's about, is realizing that, you know, those rights that you heard about in civics class, it's bull crap, and you better act like you're in an occupied neighborhood when things like this happen. I mean, that's the reality of the situation, isn't it? I mean, that's really indisputable here, is that this guy wouldn't have got shot in the eye if he hadn't been pounding beers on the porch. If he'd have been in his living room pounding beers.
We don't know where. Wait a minute. We don't know where he was when he was shot in the eye. That wasn't made clear.
All right.
They may have only shot
on the porch.
I don't know if they shot anyone on the porch. They may have only shot the porch so that the pepper balls would, you know, make their pepperiness along the porch to make it uncomfortable to be on the porch.
Anyone down there who was close enough to get shot with a pepper ball knew enough to know that they were in danger if they stayed down there. I mean, isn't that clear enough?
But you shouldn't. I mean, you should be able to be on your porch. You should be able to hang out on your damn porch. I mean, I can understand where they were coming from.
Yeah, but the world's not, you know, the world's not fair. Yeah. Sometimes it rains on wedding days, and sometimes police occupy streets. You got to deal with the reality that you're given.
It may have been the more intelligent thing to go inside the house. There's no doubt about that. But I was out there, too. I mean, you know,
but
was it dumb of me?
You're a reporter, right? And that gives you more sort of...
If I were on that porch, they'd have shot that porch, too.
Hey, look, I wouldn't have felt bad for you if you had a backpack full of beers and you're out there, you know, combing the streets to hassle cops. You know, if somebody shot you with pepper spray, I'd be like, okay, how interesting.
So here's the rest of the clip. There's not much more to it, but it's worth sharing with you. It's so typical.
America, This is your future. And your future, your future is very, very drunk.
So, right. This is literally moments after this porch had been shot up with pepper balls. You got this drunken lout shouting, "Get effed up! Woo!" You know, so the party continued, right?
Like party on.
The police never really stopped the partying. They just moved it around.
That's why I say they should.
Well, they did.
They should make it a block party next year.
Yeah,
and
I think
just
that's a good
the police
idea.
Protect
full
it.
On idiotry. I'm sorry, these people do not need any kind of motivation. No, you should not make this a block party.
Oh,
should,
come on. You're
pumpkin,
no fun.
Pumpkin Fest should end at 4 p.m. That's the answer
that
to
that. Won't stop. No, no, that won't stop anything.
Oh, yeah, these so kids, college kids will decide, I'm not going to drink this Saturday.
No, these college kids, they use Pumpkin Fest as, that's the reason these parties happen in the college neighborhood. And those parties have started at noon, or, you know, 10, or whenever they start.
But this happens every year. This is just police can, not being prepared.
They're not hanging out at Pumpkin Fest. They're not at, on Main Street. They're in
the
college
neighborhood.
Go to the college
neighborhood, park the Bearcat in the middle of the street, say if you come outside and start drinking beers in your front lawn, we're shooting tear gas.
It's not illegal to drink beers on your front lawn.
Fine. Act like a fool.
Police were prepared, Mark. They were just prepared for the wrong thing. They should have been helping enable this party rather than destroy it.
I like where Derek's coming from with this.
Let me
if
run the Bearcat.
You're going to have
give me three
fest.
Cops and a case of tear gas, and I will sit on Blake Court, and I will make sure this crap doesn't happen next year. The kids will be able to go around in their little cute Halloween outfits, and they'll be able to do the Pumpkin Fest parade like they do every year, mm-hmm. and we won't have any college kids problems.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Captain America here is going to arm up and put a single-handed stop to...
More like Mr.
Starting.
Rogers.
Yeah.
He's going to ruin our fun.
Look, I like where Derek's coming from. The Derek's solution acknowledges that college students are going to want to party. Look, if Pumpkin Fest happens, this partying, this mass reveling is going to happen again and again. Now, the question is whether or not Pumpkin Fest will happen next year, and there's going to be, I imagine, a lot of discussion on local media and about that sort of thing.
I suspect Pumpkin Fest is over, and I suspect it's because of drunk college kids that have come,
right.
that has come from outside of the state.
It doesn't
I'm sorry.
Have to be like that.
No,
it doesn't have to be like that. Because you have no consequences for what's occurred. You've lost nothing.
Derek J. for
sorry,
City Council.
There are landlords that have lost a great deal of money. The city has had, there's a huge amount of cost as far as cleanup goes, and the entire region is embarrassed. Mortified by what occurred.
The region is embarrassed.
Yes.
I don't know how a region can be embarrassed.
Many people, adult people with real jobs, are very embarrassed that a bunch of massholes came into New Hampshire, got drunk, and set the place on fire.
Apparently there's a conspiracy theory that I actually started the riot.
Yeah, well, of course there is. I want to know what kind of tortured logic is going to blame this on Free Staters.
I started the riot during my radio show, too, apparently, on Saturday night. More coming up here in moments. Gay marriage. We got that on deck. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. The we includes me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Get more Derek J on his website, derekj.me. And I was just on your site the other day. Actually, I was on your Derek J Live YouTube channel, Derek. You are constantly posting video snippets of your life, the things that you're experiencing, not just the Pumpkin Fest, which, by the way, you did not get riot footage at Pumpkin Fest.
No.
Stayed away from that. But you are always posting interesting stuff, and there's always intriguing and tantalizing titles there. So I've been enjoying it.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoy it. It's sort of a behind-the-scenes look at life in Keene.
I think that, you know, every now and then you should pick one and post it to freekeene.com and, you know, here's an excerpt or, you know, best of the week or something like that. Or it seems – I feel like you're not posting them very often, so I feel like
there's something
more. Because, you know – and post it to Freekeene. More people might see it, and they might subscribe to your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Because you are doing good work, and it's you know, more people need to see that. So DerekJ.me, you can go there and get all kinds of Derek J-related content. All of it is free to you. Now, gold and silver, great hedges against inflation. These are alternative currencies that have been around for a long time. They're tried, they're true, they're tested. People love them. They're pretty. You can get them at great prices from our friends at Midas Resources. You go to gold.freetalklive.com. There's always some neat stuff they have available for you there, different silver and gold pieces. You can order them right there through the site at gold.freetalklive.com. You can also order them via phone. Toll-free number is 877-857-9938. You want to get more than 20. If you're getting some silver, for instance, you want to get more than 20 of them to make the shipping deal really good. Go to gold.freetalklive.com or 877-857-9938. When you buy through gold.freetalklive.com, it benefits us because Midas Resources owns our syndicate, the company that gets us on, helps us get on radio stations around the country. So every bit of silver and gold you buy through Midas at gold.freetalklive.com ultimately will help us out as well. So we've been talking about the Pumpkin Fest riots, which are not the same as Pumpkin Fest. Pumpkin Fest is this, you know, family-friendly event with, you know, fair kind of food that you can buy at any fair.
I was there from noon to four. We noticed nothing out of the ordinary. It was a lot of people, but it was Pumpkin Fest, and it was great.
Yeah, it's a great event, and regardless of how old you are, there are thousands of people in the streets of Keene, and then a few streets away, there are these college parties that attract 1,000 people, and they start getting violent and destructive, and the police came in, and there was all this controversy, and, you know, there's still controversy. If you go to freekeene.com or you look at our the Free Keene Facebook page, there's all kinds of people posting about how awful we are at Free Keene because, you know, we don't support the cops on everything that they do. Look, I support the police stopping violence and destruction of property, but I don't support them escalating it. And that's what happened with the situation with the riots outside of Pumpkin Fest. Now, inside of Pumpkin Fest, there was a reporter, a guy named Jared Goodell. And he is he's a Keene native. He's lived here his whole life. He is not a Free State Project participant. I don't even think he's
getting accused of it these days.
I don't even think he's a libertarian. I honestly don't know exactly what his politics are. He's described himself on your show, Derek J., Peace News Now, which you were doing on Sunday. You interviewed him for, I think, just a segment, right?
Yes.
I would have loved to have heard it a little longer, but it was still a great interview. But in that interview, he said he's an independent. You know, he'll vote for a Republican or a Democrat or, you know, whoever he darn well pleases. And I think there's a lot of that in New Hampshire of, you know, these independents who most voters in New Hampshire are registered as undeclared here, not one of the political parties. So he's typical in that way. And he's a really nice young man. He's 24, I think. He's just a real go-getter. He's a local media guy who really puts effort in. And in the case of Pumpkin Fest, from what I was told by the guy who runs a local cable access channel here in town, the Pumpkin Fest coverage would not have happened this year if it weren't for this guy, Jared.
Yeah, I heard he dumped a bunch of money into it.
Put his own personal funds into hiring like a syndicated talk, not a talk show, but like a syndicated music host. Zach Sang is his name. He hired this guy, Zach Sang, in from, you know, wherever, California or wherever he lives, to co-host this Pumpkin Fest with him. He hired some kind of performance artist to come in and, you know, do some performance. And they had all kinds of locals on. And this guy was on the air for 8 hours. Now, that's a... Look, we do 3 hours of talk radio every night, and that's enough. I mean, it's not like we couldn't keep going if we had to, but we got other things to do. It's a lot of time. It can be 4 hours on the radio is grueling. 8 hours on television where there's lighting to worry about and
makeup,
and there's, you know, equipment all over the place and cameras. It's a production to do a half hour of TV.
TV's much harder than radio.
Yeah, there were three cameras cutting between, or even four maybe, because there was one up in the sky as well.
Yeah, they really had a nice setup.
It was so professional.
And they have this setup there. They've had it there for the last few years at Pumpkin Fest, maybe even the last 4 or 5 years at Pumpkin Fest. And this year, the budget was tight with Cheshire TV. The city's kind of been trying to screw them over in a couple of different ways. Mm. That's another issue. But so the guy who runs Cheshire TV had said, we just can't do Pumpkin Fest. You know, it just costs too much. You can't rely on volunteers to come out. You've got to pay people to be out there to do this. And so this dude steps up, and he puts together the whole operation. He's still using the cable access channel's equipment. That's what it's there for. But he made it happen, and he put a lot of his own money and time into this. So almost through most of the broadcast day, we're now talking about like 6:50 in the evening. He's gone throughout the day, interviewed all kinds of people, been given positive publicity to this festival all day long. He gets word that there's rioting going on in the college neighborhood. And this guy's like, he's a news guy. He covers things that have happened here in Keene and on other occasions. And he's broadcasting live, so of course he's going to report what's going on. with the rioting going on. He reports on this.
Yeah, he had just gotten an email from the president of the university or the college here, Keene State College.
He got the press release.
And he was reading off her statement.
About the riots.
Exactly.
And that wasn't the only thing that he'd done, but he had mentioned that it was going on as well prior to that. And there was like one of our listeners had said, you know, he appreciates the fact that he put this information on television, because had they been watching the TV broadcast, they would have known to not go in the college neighborhoods, right? Like, if you've got your little kids with you, you don't want to just amble into this fight with flying bottles and cue balls.
Plus, there were locals who were watching the TV, learning about what was happening, and then they were concerned, like, why am I not hearing about these riots? I'm hearing about them on national TV, but I'm not hearing about them on my local TV. Yeah. What's going on?
It was a news blackout, essentially.
So the woman who's running the festival barges onto the set on live television, and this happened as he's attempting to broadcast. He gets in front of his camera.
Now Ruth Sterling, who is the festival coordinator, is on site here and is being, she's not letting me do my job and to report to you. She would not like me to tell you what is going on at Keene State College.
Grabs at his microphone.
Now I'm being called a...
Are you a free stater? I actually took the video here and I amped the audio up so you could actually hear what she says. Are you a free stater? And he says, now she's calling me a free stater, which is an interesting thing to have happen, isn't it? What does that say to you?
It says the free stater's a pejorative, as I've been saying on this show for years now, and it's another reason why if I was moving for the Free State Project, it wouldn't be the first thing that I would call myself when I walked in the
state.
Well,
that's because you're afraid of what people think about loving freedom, and obviously people like the woman in this case don't like it. They don't like it when you reveal what's actually
really
happening.
She's obviously comfortable in saying that, too, right? Like, it's not just that she's using it
as a
pejorative.
Sure, there's haters.
But that's why
it's a pejorative. There's enough haters to make it into one.
Right. There's enough. And I don't know what percentage that is, but it's enough.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I don't care what percentage it is, because people like her they're immaterial to what we're doing here. You know, this
they're always material. That's the reason. People like her are the reason that we're moving from other states. Right?
That's right. But they're still here, and they're not they don't matter. She doesn't matter. Her opinion doesn't matter. What she thinks about free staters doesn't matter, because she's not going to stop people from moving here. There are more people coming here. But it's interesting she calls him that, because she's identifying him as a free stater because he's standing up for himself. And it's people like you, Mark, that want to hide in the shadows. Well, he's standing up for himself.
I don't believe you should hide in the shadows. I
just don't talk about what you are. Hang on. We'll come back with more here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft?
How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Last night, it was Keene State College that was at the top of the Facebook trends. If you're ever on Facebook and you look over on the right-hand side, they've got their little trending thing that shows you what people are talking about, what they're sharing. It was Keene State College, but in relation to the riots that were happening outside of Pumpkin Fest here. It's making international headlines, and right now the Facebook trends number two is now Pumpkin Fest. So the riots still making news. Al Jazeera is now covering it. Headline there, accusations of racial double standard hit Pumpkin Fest media coverage. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about that here in moments. And I don't know what's so funny, Mark. You're over there laughing. You're
sorry.
Looking at jokes and distracting yourself with things that are not show related.
Chuckling.
Mm-hmm. You want to share?
No.
Okay.
It's an IRS joke if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah. You shouldn't be reading jokes when we're on the air. Thank you very much. More coming up here. Your calls are certainly welcome, though. We've been hard and hot and heavy.
If you want to see it, it's on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. I just posted it for everybody. It's awesome. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com.
Oh, my God. I just realized I have not actually had our phone system on the right.
Oh, I love that. When we do the whole show and you haven't taken a single call.
Yeah. Yeah. I am so sorry to anybody who actually tried calling in tonight. I thought I set a little message for myself to remind me to do that, but apparently that didn't pop up today. Chris has been listening in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Chris.
Wow, what a wait. Anyway, I just want to draw a...
Sorry about that.
No problem. Life goes on. I just want to draw a comparison that puts the Free Staters in a really good light, believe it or not.
All right.
You guys have your annual... And I am a Free State signer, by the way. You guys have your annual Great. Porcupine Freedom Festival up in the woods there, which is a week long. Which consists of, from what I've seen, moonshine and open carry AR-15s. No riots, right?
Not a single riot.
Nope.
And the difference is that you guys and myself at this point have adopted a moral compass that is the non-aggression principle and a realization of it, whereas these college kids know Bud Light and really crappy rap songs, you know?
Yep. They can't go through a weekend of a pumpkin fest. We can do a whole week in the woods with a bunch of guns.
You know, basically. So, anyway, so let some other callers get on.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So I was going to play the rest of this video here of a local newsman being assaulted and threatened by the organizer of Pumpkin Fest. She storms onto his set. He's live from the event. He'd been broadcasting all day long. He was on the air for 8 full hours. So this was nearing, not quite the end of the broadcast, probably about an hour and a half or so before the end of the broadcast. She comes on the set, grabs at his microphone, and accuses him of being a free stater because he's telling the story about what's going on with the riots happening literally 3 blocks away from the event. And we continue the audio here.
Now I'm being called a free stater.
This is a family-friendly event. The footprint of Keen Pumpkin Festival is 100% safe. We have a bigger crowd than we've ever had. I want them to have a wonderful evening and not be disturbed by people who aren't even at the Pumpkin Festival. So if you think that inciting these people is a good idea, I am going to pull the plug on you because you are here as a guest of Keen Pumpkin Festival, and I assigned you this spot.
What could he possibly have said to have made her think he was inciting people? He was reporting on what was happening. As you said, Derek J., you interviewed him on Peace News Now just before this clip starts, before she storms onto his set. He was reading the statement from the college president, which was like, "We are so sorry. We tried to mitigate this in advance. We met with the police chiefs and the, you know, the students, and we thought we'd have this under control, and, you know, we're going to prosecute." And it was just a...
She's projecting here because she's becoming alarmed. She's being incited by this information. Mm-hmm. That's what I suspect, is that, well, she's not really worried about the people watching at home concerned about, oh my gosh, Pumpkin Fest is going wrong. Ruth has really lost it. It's like, no, she's worried that her little vision of perfect Pumpkin Fest is getting destroyed, and she's watching it all crumble before her eyes.
Ruth has a very valid point here, right? Like, we're talking about the possibility that Pumpkin Fest is going to be canceled next year. Ruth would prefer that not to happen because she knows this is an awesome event. I would prefer it not to happen.
Me too.
Ruth's upset because she wants to control the situation. The only thing she really can control is this guy and his
not
ride.
Really. She well, can't right, really control
okay,
that.
I'm sorry. The only thing that she believes that she has any
He's
kind
crying.
Of power to control. She clearly can't do anything about a bunch of drunk college students three blocks away, right? She can't do anything about the cops handling this poorly.
But
she
the 24-year-old skinny guy, she's bigger than him, by the way.
She can handle him, is what her thought process yeah. is. And she's a woman under a great deal of stress. I feel a great deal of empathy for her. She tried her butt off for months to make this an awesome event. And it's
that doesn't excuse
crumbling.
Her behavior.
No, I only have empathy for her. I didn't excuse her okay. behavior. I didn't say, hey, Ruth, it's fine if you push people around. I say I mm-hmm. sort of understand. She's under a tremendous amount of pressure. And pressure makes people act funny.
Well, I've heard rumor that the board of directors has asked for her resignation. As a result of this. Don't know if it's true. Let me continue.
But
you heard it here first, everybody.
Not
when you
alarm our guests.
She grabs the microphone from, not completely out of his hands, but as he's talking, she pulls it away from him.
She's talking into
Thank
it.
You.
When you report the news, when you report the reality,
she tries again to grab the microphone. He then successfully sort of jerks it away as she makes an unsuccessful
the
attempt.
The kid is awesome, and I think he's got a career in this, if that's what he wants to do. He keeps it together the whole
time. He does a great job with this. And it was interesting listening to his interview with you, Derek J., on Peace News Now, which you can download at derekj.me. But he wasn't really even knowing what to do. He's just kind of running by the seat of his pants
yeah.
here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He does great. And I want to thank Ruth for a really awesome Pumpkin
She's
Fest.
She's not listening, Mark. Don't worry.
People in charge want to shut you down. This is against freedom of the press, folks. We have been bringing you coverage all day. Yes, Ruth is correct that this festival is very important for Keene. We have been reporting that all day.
She's also been standing in front of the camera as much as she possibly can throughout this video. So the camera director switches shots, and she doesn't realize it. So now there's the sky cam thing coming yeah. in, like on the, I don't
it
know
It's an awesome
that.
Piece of equipment.
Yeah. Stay long. Then pull the plug. But pull the plug.
I love that he calls her bluff.
And you
here.
Have no right to self-promote here, darling.
I'm not self-promoting anything.
Yes, you are. Do we agree?
Okay, so now she's going to ask the crowd.
Did she see? By the way, she calls him darling. And yeah. I want to know, if we turn this around, if he called her darling, mm-hmm. this would be, you know, like a huge faux pas, you know, by a man to call a woman darling. But she just goes yeah. ahead and does it.
So, okay, so you can't see the crowd at home as you're listening to the show, but Derek J., I want you to watch the people in the crowd behind her as she invites them to agree with what she's about to say.
Do we agree he's self-promoting? I agree.
Yeah. Everybody, Ruth Stern.
Now, okay, so now she walks off the set after making that statement, and you can see as soon as she walks away, everybody's just standing there watching.
Everyone's shocked. She's dumbfounded, not knowing how to respond.
I think she was hoping that they were going to, yeah, you tell him, Ruth.
You know, him, Ruth.
And so then he gives her, like, you know, this was Ruth Sterling, organizer of Pumpkin Fest, and they applaud for him.
Sterling, the festival organizer of the Keene Pumpkin Festival, censoring local media from the truth of what is happening outside the footprints. More on this to come.
All right, so that's the end of the clip, but you can't really hear the applause, but there's a number of people in the background applauding him after he finishes his statement.
The kid acts like a real pro. Yeah. I mean, he's a real pro.
You know what she was doing, he told me, after she walked off camera, was she was going around to the different cameramen asking them to turn the feed off. And she went to the head director. He wouldn't do it. And then when she was turned down by every single person she asked, she decided to look for the plug herself.
Okay. You know,
that would have been priceless footage.
As a lame amateur newsman myself, I can see why none of these people is going to, I knew from the get-go none of these people was going to listen to her, but, you know, she's been in charge. Everybody's been jumping at what she says up until this point. I can totally imagine what it's like for this lady. Her pumpkin fest that she's worked so hard for, that's come off so well, is suddenly beginning to crumble before her eyes, and it may be the very last one.
Ooh, now this is unfortunate. I am being informed by one of our producers that the Facebook trends are based on your preferences. They're not the trend for all of Facebook. But that said, Pumpkin Fest was like the number 4 result on Google News yesterday.
And it was number 2 trending on Twitter.
Pound Pumpkin Fest was number 2 trending on Twitter. And I also checked without the, you know, I did an incognito window, so it doesn't have any of my personal information on Google. And I YouTubed Pumpkin Fest, and the Free Keene videos were the top results. So it definitely is big out there right now. And so stay tuned. More videos coming to freekeene.com if you haven't gotten your fill yet. I've got footage of cops taking down some kids just for walking down the street. That's on the way at freekeene.com. So stay tuned there and check out DerekJ.me when you get a chance. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.